This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, a great opportunity. All your answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Joining us this week, CJ and Malia, both from Klaus Financial. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have a retirement question, CJ and Malia would love to answer them for you. A couple of things also to keep in mind, the website, KlausFinancial.com. KlausFinancial.com. You can also call the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And I'm going to talk a little bit about spring, and it's hard not to be all excited and giddy, and I think that's what's on a lot of people's mind right now is spring. And it looks like our first topic today talks about spring cleaning for your finances. And I guess the question a lot of people have is, well, how do I clean up my finances?
Yeah, the notion of spring cleaning and like getting rid of some of your money or something like that doesn't seem to really connect. But that's not what we're talking about here. So spring cleaning is, everybody knows, you know, all these statements that you get throughout the year, whether it be a pension statement or a 401k or an IRA or even health insurance documents or summary plan descriptions, just tend to dump them somewhere. And then before you know it, a few years later, you've got an entire office filled with paperwork of junk that you don't even know if you need. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of this whole like hoarding mentality of, but what if I did need it someday, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's some good news here. What we would suggest is to consider keeping your 1231 statement of any accounts that you have every year going back about 5 years. So for every account, you would have five simple statements. Everything in between there, shred it at the end of the year. Get rid of it. Furthermore, we are big believers in trying to set up online account access as well. Although this is so interesting because I had a guy in my office the other day and he goes, I don't trust these computers. And by the way, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody who feels that way. That's totally fine. It's up to you how you want to manage that. And he said, I would never access my accounts online because it would open them up to, you know, fraudulent activity. And I go, well, that's interesting because your bank does not share your concern. They have your information online, whether you're online or not. Mm-hmm. Right? And so all the major institutions that are out there use cloud-based technology, meaning dumping up your information online somewhere. Certainly it's secured and you need to be aware of that. But again, they don't share that. So bottom line with that is you can, even if you got rid of a statement that you end up needing 2 years later, that's stored online. Mm-hmm. And so I can go back, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years online sometimes to see statements, tax documents, things like that.
You know, someday, and I know one of your notes is, you know, scan some of the items. Someday somebody's going to invent like a fast scanner that's right next to your mailbox. So as you open letters, you just drop each letter through the scanner, scans it, shreds it, and you're good to go and call it a day. But for a lot of us, I mean, and I'll speak for myself. Sometimes you say, well, which ones do I want to, you know, save? Which are the important ones? Which are not? And I think part of, and I have that same thing at the office upstairs, is there's a desk that we basically, the wife and I, anything financially related, it gets piled and it literally gets piled on there. And part of the concern is, well, what are the important things? What are those essential things that I need to be holding on to and keeping track of and saving for a future day?
So again, 1231 statements we mm-hmm. would keep a physical record of if you want to. Full disclosure, I do not. I actually just have online access to all of my accounts, and then I know that I have an archive of my statements there. Mm-hmm. And then also tax documents. That's the other thing. You want to keep any of those. Mm-hmm. A beneficiary designation might be another good one relative to your accounts. But everything else you can shred, you can get rid of. And then, as we mentioned, I'm a big fan of scanning in anything you think you may need. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Sean, you mentioned it'd be great if there was something kind of near the mailbox that does it. There actually very much are.
There are
technologies that can scan things very quickly. They're just built for scanning only. Mm-hmm. And then you dump them into a repository that you can do a search on. Yeah. Our company's in the process of making a major migration to something that has called what's an OCR, which basically means you can do a keyword search across any document that you ever scanned in to find it. So that's kind of the way things are shifting. We're mm-hmm. okay okay, by the way, for those who do not like the notion of keeping things in a computer. That's okay. Just still, you're going to want to go through the purge process of getting rid of some of the documentation you don't need.
He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion Thursdays right here on 1310 WIBA. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about Kloss, maybe you want to set up that first appointment, get a kick the tires, learn a little bit more about them. They would love to talk with you. The telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. By the way, when you get to the website, scroll down to the bottom. There's a little envelope there. It's a Stay Current. It's for your email address to get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. We'll talk a little bit about that newsletter as well a little bit later in the program. I signed up for it a few weeks ago. A lot of really, really good information. You just get an email from Kloss once a week. It doesn't fill your inbox or anything. It's actually very, very valuable stuff. All you got to do is get to KlossFinancial.com and scroll down and sign up for that newsletter. We'll talk a little bit more about going paperless with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial. And, of course, take your calls at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310 as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. When you get to the website, you can scroll down and sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a very, very informative newsletter. It's a great opportunity to learn currently what is going on in the markets. And guys, for people who haven't signed up yet, real quickly, let's talk a little bit about, comes out weekly, right? The Market Pulse and what's contained within there.
Yeah, so it comes out weekly, and it's just a very, basically a bunch of bullet points that summarizes what happened in the market for the prior week. Mm-hmm. It also gives access to actually this podcast, the Money in Motion mm-hmm. podcast, a quarterly market commentary, and a couple other minor things. But basically, as you just said, Sean, we're not looking to flood your inbox. Mm-hmm. We're just looking to give you some education around what's happening in the marketplace.
And it's real easy to sign up for. You just get to KlossFinancial.com and enter your email address down in the bottom right corner and click subscribe, and you are on your way. Talking today about spring cleaning and, of course, taking your calls at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And I feel like a lot of our in the last segment, our conversation talked a lot about going paperless. Is that seems to, you know, for a lot of us, if we can, I pay our bills online and do things that way. Same thing, I guess, would apply around the home. Any type of things you could reduce that clutter, including personal financial items. Correct? Is that a good idea? Is the internet safe to do that stuff?
Well, those are all good questions, and we really understand that everybody is at a different place in their life with technology, trusting it. But CJ brought up a good point, that whether or not you're using it, your bank and all your other financial institutions already are. And so the sooner that you can basically come on board will probably save you a lot of time and energy and actually some headaches trying to find the document you're actually looking for when you could easily just go online to bring it up. Another comment, too, about shredding. You know, if you don't have a shredder at your house, certainly there's plenty of services like Shreddit out there that you can go to, take your box, watch it being shredded, and feel good. The price to do that is just pennies on the dollar to do that. So I really recommend, as CJ said, at the end of the year, keep what you need, discard the rest. Setting up online bill pay. Most services don't cost anything. Set it up to be either automated or automated to the point where you manually once a month go in and actually release the funds. So this is not difficult to do, pretty self-explanatory as you go through any of those bill pay. And I reflect on my own financial finances on a monthly basis, and I'm probably only mailing out maybe two bills with a actual stamp mm-hmm. in the mailbox. And because we interface a lot with cybersecurity specialists, and they're always looking for fraud, obviously, on the internet, they point out to us that actually putting that mail in the mailbox poses a lot more risk than you would think versus even on the internet, because you're actually putting a signature on a check in your mailbox. And with the little flag up, it kind of tells everybody there's something in there, and it might have something personal that they could steal. So keep that in mind as you're sending out those checks.
You know, and it's interesting you bring that up. A lot of times the greatest fear is that fear of the unknown is because we've been, you know, using a stamp or an envelope and the paper check and for so long, we just say, okay, I get it. Whereas a lot of us aren't as computer savvy as we feel we should be. We get a little uneasy, a little nervous about that stuff, and we tend to kind of hold back. I know another issue that people run into, which is passwords. And my wife is the primary payer of all the bills, and I am the primary person that sets up all the accounts online. So there's always this question of which password is for what. And the point there is you should be using different passwords, shouldn't you?
Well, yeah, definitely different passwords. But I think for myself, getting on my soapboxes, I cringe when I ask a group of people, how many of you currently have your passwords sitting next to your computer at home right now? And they almost all raise their hands. Mm-hmm. Or the women... not to pick on the women, they say, oh yeah, I carry it in my purse. No, no, no. It's very inexpensive to actually hook up to a password vault. It's not on the cloud. It's actually just within your own, on your own system that will keep every single password you have. You just have to remember one single password. Now, if you forget the one single password to unlock the vault, you are in trouble at that point. We can hope you can do that. But please, they're very inexpensive, maybe $10 to $20. I got one about 6-7 years ago and have had no issue with it. They constantly update. So look at doing something like that, because having those passwords on paper is just opening yourself up to possibly someone stealing everything.
Well, so. And I just want to reiterate something that Sean said, which is it's the fear of the unknown, right? A lack of knowledge drives fear. We see this in politics. We see this in finance. We see this in healthcare, right? And it's this, hey, I kind of heard about this and this and this, and mm-hmm. I don't know much about that, and so therefore it must be horrible, mm-hmm. right? Like Apple Pay has another simple example of this. People go, oh, the notion of paying on my phone, that's horrible, and everybody's going to steal. And actually, if you understand what Apple Pay is, it is significantly mm-hmm. more secure than pulling out a credit card that has yours and actually, you know, putting it into a register and having somebody take a photo of it. I mean, it's significantly more secure. And yet we kind of freak out about the notion because, again, this lack of knowledge drives fear. So to Malia's point, as it pertains to passwords, don't use the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. And secondarily, don't just store it physically. Get some sort of encrypted password storage system. And even once you've done everything perfectly, remember mm-hmm. one thing. There can still be fraud, right? There can still be fraud, whether it be a physical check, whether it be an electronic mm-hmm. password storage vault, whether it be a Wi-Fi hotspot at Starbucks and you're not mm-hmm. careful enough with it. Or whether it be the other day, I was putting my credit card into get a car wash, and it looked to me like there might be something over the credit card slot, mm-hmm. right, reading it. And so actually, as I went to do it, I kind of jiggled on the thing, and it seemed a little fuzzy to me, like there might be something over top. And I just said, I'm not going to take a chance, right? And I went to a different one. So there can still be fraud in the midst of you doing yep. everything perfectly. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, kind of move towards a paperless or bill pay system.
I was going to say, one of the nice things when you are paperless is you tend to personally notice fraud much quicker because you're not waiting for a monthly statement. You can check anytime, every time, and do those things. So there are great, great conveniences. There are great security features, and it also cuts down on clutter as you move towards a kind of what they would call the digital lifestyle. He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial. If you scroll down to the bottom, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great newsletter. Again, you won't get flooded with stuff. Just once a week, a nice snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. All you got to do is get to klaasfinancial.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about Kloss, got any questions, maybe you want to sit down, get a kick of the tires, and talk with them, it's a great, great opportunity. Give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with our friends from Kloss Financial, as well as take your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310, as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ and Malia, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can always call the Klaus Financial office as well. If you want to learn a little bit more about them, if you have a question or you'd like to sit down for an appointment, get to know them, telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information there. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Talked a little bit about spring cleaning. Let's talk about something that we talk about a bit on the show, and some people sometimes have some questions. It ties in with what we were talking about before, which is consolidate and simplifying things. And how you, with consolidating things, it really does make your life a whole lot simpler, doesn't it?
It does. So we talk about this relative to portfolio management all the time. So whether it be your old 401ks, outside IRAs, we're big fans of consolidate, simplify, and diversify. Now, we've mentioned on the show 100 times that that those seem like oxymorons. How can you both consolidate and diversify simultaneously? And you can, actually. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket. You're just putting everything on one platform. So platforms, what do I mean by that? Well, call it Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Schwab. They're all singular platforms whereby you can purchase just about any traded security. So consolidate, simplify, diversify. But this goes outside the scope of just portfolio management. Certainly, we're a fan of doing that within your investments. But also, what about, you know, bank accounts? I can't tell you the number of times we sit down with people and they've got six different bank accounts. Oh. And you say, why do you do this? They go, well, this one has an auto draft, you know, auto bill pay for these bills. And this one gave me an extra 0.00001%, so I leave money there. And this one, as long as I keep 10 grand over there, they don't charge me for statements. And I'm going, oh my goodness, right? We're running around to save a couple bucks here or there. So in the world of banking, it'd be better generally. Again, if you're under the FDIC limits, consolidating many bank accounts could make sense as well. And then same thing with credit cards. We meet with so many people who go, yeah, I may only have a couple thousand dollars of credit card debt, but I've got six or eight different credit cards. So again, consolidating, simplifying, diversifying within a broad array of your financial world makes sense to us.
I know a guy who's got all those credit cards. Oh, man.
I'm not looking at him, am I?
You might be. But again, it's one of those things that once you do it with things, it does simplify, and it also helps you keep track of important things, whether it's, you know, my finances or also is there fraud? I mean, if you've got a bunch of different statements coming in each month, it doesn't give you enough time to focus in on, well, this it's only a, you know, a $20 charge. Well, I don't know that I really remember that, but if you've got a bunch of them, you may not even notice that.
And it's, well, and let me make one statement that may upset some people, but I just have to get it out there. If you don't know how much money comes in and how much money goes out, if you don't track that, then there is no help that a financial advisor can give you. So let me repeat that. If you don't know how much comes in and you don't know where it goes, there's no help that anybody can give you. So sometimes people come in and I say, hey, it looks like you're sliding into debt. What's going on? Where are you spending your money? And they go, you know, I don't know. I ask my husband that, or I ask my wife that all the time. And I go, no. Don't say that to me. You have to track that. Back in the good old days, you know, our grandparents didn't have the luxury of online banking. So sometimes it's the younger generation that goes, oh, if I want to know, I can just jump online and see. And I go, well, how often do you do that? Mm-hmm. Because from what I see, you're sliding into debt because you're spending more than you're bringing in. Mm-hmm. So you got to track that, and you got to build some budgeting around your finances.
He's CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial. Their website, klausfinancial.com, klausfinancial.com. A lot of great information on the website. You can learn about Klaus Financial, 40 years, celebrating 40 years in business, a great, great company. But again, when you're at the website, there's that Market Pulse sign up on the bottom there. Sign up for for it. Great information, just a weekly newsletter. It simplifies what's been going on. Just kind of, as CJ pointed out, just some bullet points on what's been going on in the markets. You get it once a week. Really good information there. You don't get spammed. You don't get a lot of junk stuff. You don't get any junk stuff. All you got to do is get to KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number for the office, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaas Financial. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.